Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What does such baptizing with water indicate? We covered what baptism is. It is the union of ordinary water with God's extraordinary word, which is a twofold word, a command word, a do this word, and also a promise word, what he will do in the waters of baptism. We said, what benefits does baptism give? And we said, it works the forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe as the words and promises of God declare. That is the summary of all the verses in the New Testament that talk about baptism, forgiveness, rescue from death and the devil, eternal salvation delivered to those who believe. And last week we asked the obvious question, how can water do such great things? How can something so material accomplish such a spiritual benefit? Well, not just water, but the word of God in and with the water, you said, along with the faith which trusts this word of God in the water. Faith apprehends Christ where he is present, takes hold of him, and trusts that God will do exactly what he has promised to do in the waters of holy baptism. And then we come to the fourth question, what does such baptizing with water indicate? Which is to say, baptism is once and done. There is no such thing as a rebaptism. Anyone who purports to rebaptize is simply getting you wet. God's work is done the first time. He doesn't renege on the promises that he made to you in the waters of holy baptism, even if you, for a moment, depart from the faith, reject the faith that receives the benefits given in holy baptism. Baptism is done once for all. You are baptized for life. And yet every day you are baptized. When you wake in the morning, you are a baptized child of God. When you go to bed at night, you are a baptized child of God. So what does having been baptized by the Lord himself indicate for your everyday living? Indicate is not do. We already confessed what baptism does, but what does it mean for today? Baptism indicates that you are in the throes of a battle. The old you versus the new you. The old Adam was left for dead in the waters of holy baptism. St. Paul says, do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. The death of Jesus on the cross is certainly real. The burial of Jesus, that holy Saturday, the full and final Sabbath, is truly real. So also, what happens to you in baptism is not a figurative death. It is the death of your old sinful flesh. And yet he persists. He's like those fighters on the outlying islands, the outlying Japanese islands in World War II, who took decades to find out that the war was truly over and that they could put down their arms. The old Adam knows he is defeated, but wants to get every last little poke at you in before he's finally brought into the grave to be left there eternally. And in baptism, a new life begins. You are reborn, recreated. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. There is a new you that emerged from the waters of holy baptism. You are truly, as Jesus said, born again by water and the Spirit. There is a new you from the moment of your baptism that endures on into eternity. By faith, you continue to receive the benefits given to you in the waters of holy baptism. And that new life, which was begun in the waters of baptism, does not end. The eternal life bestowed to you in the waters of baptism is certainly real. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, Paul goes on, by the glory of the Father, so we too may live a new life. There are, in fact, two of you. You know, a concept is theologically significant when we have a Latin phrase for it. The Latin phrase for your twofold reality is simul justus et peccator. You are simultaneously saint and sinner. There are overlapping timelines. The old you brought to an end in the waters of holy baptism, the old sinful flesh, the old man, the old Adam, has met his match, and he is brought to an end in baptism. But he's just petering his way out until the day of your funeral. And they'll park your casket right there by the baptismal font to signify the old was brought to its end and the new is brought to its beginning in the waters of baptism. What began in baptism and continues on into eternity means that the new man who has arisen from the waters of holy baptism lives and daily contends against the old man. Simultaneously, at the same time, saint and sinner. It endures. And yet, only one of those endures into eternity. Because of the benefits God has wrought for you in the waters of holy baptism, baptism is your everyday reality. So Luther says in the Catechism, in the morning when you wake up, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The sign of the Holy Cross is always a reminder of the cross marked upon you in the waters of holy baptism, said accompanying the triune name of God, which was spoken over you in the waters of holy baptism. Luther goes on, then confess, say the Lord's Prayer, confess the Apostles' Creed, and if you wish, you may say this little prayer as well. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. And then when you go to bed, Luther says, most of the liturgy is identical. In the evening when you go to bed, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Catechism exhorts. Confess the Apostles' Creed, say the Lord's Prayer, and then if you wish, you may say this little prayer or something like it, which sounds remarkably similar to the morning prayer with one notable difference. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sin where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. And then go to sleep at once and in good cheer. Morning prayer ends. Go quickly about your work, singing a hymn like that of the Ten Commandments or whatever your piety dictates. But once you've prayed yourself to bed, Luther says, go quickly to sleep. The day begins with this kind of resolve that I would be kept from sin this day, that all my doings and life may please you. But the day ends with repentance, an acknowledgement of the many ways in which you have not kept your morning resolve to lead a holy life throughout the day. This is the confidence that baptism gives you. So the Catechism says, what does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires. Every morning when you wake up, the sign of the Holy Cross is a reminder of who is alive and who is dead. The new you is alive, the old sinful you is dead, drowned in the waters of holy baptism. Contrition and repentance are the means by which the old Adam loses his power over you. And daily emerge and arise, and a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever, is a resolve to live according to what God has declared you to be in the waters of holy baptism. Some folks balk that the sign of the cross seems so Roman Catholic, and yet there it is in Luther's small catechism, quite obviously there. It's hard to find a more Lutheran book than Luther's small catechism, and Luther himself exhorts you, make the sign of the cross numerous times throughout the day. Why? Because it's always a reminder. The same reason you set an alert on your phone or stick a post-it note on your computer screen or on your front door so you don't forget your lunch that you packed and put in the fridge, or you tie a string around your finger, or you make the sign of the Holy Cross to remind yourself. It's tactile, it's visible, and it's auditory when you confess out loud in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, a reminder to you, whole person, that you belong to the Lord in the waters of baptism, that He has forgiven you, rescued you from death and the devil, and given you eternal salvation and eternal inheritance in the waters of holy baptism. He's given you the faith by which baptism is beneficial to you, and He preserves the faith necessary to receive the benefits of baptism. It's all His work. And so a reminder of His work in baptism is a means by which the old Adam is kept subdued. Contrition and repentance. A reminder of what God did to you and for you in the waters of holy baptism. So baptism indicates that every day, morning, evening, and all the moments in between, you are given a certain confidence in the future. Baptism means the end of your story is already written. Whatever happens tomorrow, the day after, this evening, cannot change the future that's guaranteed to you in the waters of holy baptism. And so baptism also indicates that you can have a certain amount of courage as you go about your vocation day by day. What God has called you to do, He gives you the strength and the confidence to do because He calls you holy in the waters of baptism. He calls you His dearly beloved Son, gives you an inheritance in the waters of baptism, declares of you as He did of Jesus in the waters of baptism, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." That your Father is pleased with you comes from the outside in. Baptism is the external means that work an internal reality. It's not an external sign of something you have done or wrought internally in yourself. It's the means by which, from the outside in, God does to you what's necessary. And so then you have this declaration of you, that your Father is well pleased with you. If He is well pleased with you, if He calls you holy, beloved, forgiven, whatever you do throughout the day, you approach in that kind of confidence and courage. That is what your baptism indicates, that you are daily, moment by moment, set free from the power of the old Adam, and you daily, hourly, moment by moment, arise from the waters of baptism to live in righteousness, purity, confidence, courage, salvation forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.